this relentless approach to know if I'm broke or not. Just cause I joke and smoke a lot don't mean I don't tote the Glock. 16 shots for my niggas in the pen until we motherfucking meet again.
Check this out. This out.
Come on. Yeah.
Drop it.
As I sit back, relax, steam a blunt, sip a Beck. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I probably go to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy was fly, Mariah Carey's kinda scary. Wait a minute, what about my honey Mary? Them jeans, they fitting like a glove. I had a crush on when I get dusted, I like to spread the blood like mustard. Trust it, my hardcore rain leaves you rusted. Move over, Lucifer, I'm more ruthless. Leave you toothless, you kip it, I flip it. Hands don't affect me, I hit them with the tech. Jeans disrespect me, my potency is deadly. I'm shooting babies, no ifs, ands, or maybes. Biggie squeeze it to make shit fit. Now check this shit. I got the pack of Rough Riders in the back of the Pathfinder. You know the epilogue by James Todd Smith. I get swift with the lyrics. Bust it.
Check the method. Check. Break the method.
Break it down. Stop.
Jump when I drop ya. I feel for you, like Shaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face, so there won't be no mistake. Who the fuck is this? Page me your 540.
We gon' get on down. We gon' get on down now.
Yeah.
Man, I smoke hydro rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo, laying with your bitch. I know you playing, you was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'ma kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
Kick in the door.
Biggie squeeze it to make shit fit. Now check this shit. I got the pack of Rough Riders in the back of the Pathfinder. You know the epilogue by James Todd Smith. I get swift with the lyrics.
Bust it.
Mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up. Hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You take a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated.
Yeah. Yeah. Check the method. Check, break the method.
Big up, it's a stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me throw my clip up in your back and headpiece, the opposite of peace. Sending bomb Duke a reef. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shit is persistent. Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that. Homegrown, then I heard a moan. Honey, I'm home. Yep, so chrome for situations like this. I'm up in this broad, I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the sis put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him. Arm, legs, he begging me to stop, but the cat getting closer. Getting hot like a toaster, a cop toast, Before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. He go back downstairs, more time to think. My brain racing, he's telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hand. I don't want to blast. What's going on?
I don't know what the hell going on with my internet. That joint had, like, booted me out. And then it allowed me to get back right. I'm sitting here, like, trying to make sure that music was playing so that, you know what I'm saying, we ain't completely, like, drowned. our listeners out in like silence or anything of that nature. But what's going on, bro?
You know, we out here getting it another day, another day. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm lonely, bro.
Oh, no. Nah.
It's like,
I don't want to hear that. What you talking about, man?
I really, for real, like, I really don't, you know what I'm saying, like being single, man. Like, it's starting to get cold. I'm just, like, putting this out there. Ladies, it is, like, big boy season. You know what I'm saying? You definitely want to be, like, cuddled up with, you know, a man like me around this time of year, because I'm going to definitely keep you warm. I really don't want to be a player no more. I've never been a player, period. But, like, I really want to just, like, turn in my place card and just devote all my time, effort, and energy into one chick. That's really all that I want to do.
Well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that at all, bro. I mean, I believe there's always a time when you want to, you know, find that perfect one just to settle down with.
I'm trying to get like you.
To find that one.
I'm trying to get like you.
What you mean, get like me?
I'm trying to find me a nice woman that I can, you know, splurge on, a woman that, you know, splurges on me, a woman that values me, a woman that I value, a woman that, you know, stimulates me emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and not just sexually. I wish, you know, I had a woman that planned, you know, little dates for me. I wish I had a woman that would prepare meals for me. I wish I had a woman that could be a partner that is acting as such. I tell you, man, the times and things that we've lived in, I just don't know where the disconnect is with ladies, you know, nowadays. But I'm gonna keep it right there for now. I don't know where the disconnect is nowadays. I don't know what's going on anymore.
All right, now, well, let's take it back a little bit. If we was talking back when we was being raised up by two single mothers, where do you see where we've been coming from, having been raised by two single mothers, to where the ladies are now, just in the separation of class and dignity? What do you think happened along the way, brother? Do you think it's, you know, not having that person in their life or that parent figure or that father figure in their life? Like, what happened, bro? What do you think happened?
I feel like the disconnect has came because there's not a standard that you're able to look at and want to, like, have for yourself. There's little to no form of idolizing what a upstanding, healthy relationship is anymore. Like, Everybody, you know, laments to how, you know, they want that type of a romance that their grandparents and things have. The times have just changed for a vast number of reasons, which is why those kinds of relationships, even though we know that everybody got to, you know, build from the ground level, it's just like they far and few because, for real, man, like, everybody is just too accessible nowadays. Like I said, I find it wild that there are wives, I know this personally, there are wives that have made, you know, gestures and things at me. Husbands mm-hmm. that I ain't going to sit there and say that I know, you know what I'm saying, that we really tight with, you know, like, you know, me and you, like, we brothers and everything. But it just be like the principle, like, why would you even want to do that? And as somebody that's single, you be looking at things like that, and you be like, bruh, like,
it makes you look and it makes you wonder. And like you said, especially when you are single, it makes you wonder, like, is anybody really ever, you know, faithful?
For real. Because I'm like, I know your husband. I work with your husband. It's like not even like boundaries that I even want to like step over. Even if like I, you know this man from a can of paint, I tell you like that's something that I really like. Cracking a married chick would be something that I really like wouldn't even want to do. Because I wouldn't even want to become, you know, entangled in that little, you know, fiasco, that little love triangle. And then, you know what I'm saying, I may find myself in a situation where things are weighing heavily upon me, or there might be some, you know, static that I have now welcomed into my life based off of a decision that I made. So I don't even be wanting to do that. Like, I ain't tripping off of a man that is either going to approach my chick or compliment my woman. Because, like, you know, we talk, bro. If you find her attractive, at least one other person is going to find her attractive. But I feel like, you know, as men, I feel like we devote our time and really key in on a chick if, you know, we're able to assess that she is, you know, I don't know. I don't even want to say what I really want to say. It's hard. Like, why do you feel, because, you know, they say, like, women look for stability.
Yeah.
What do you think we look for?
See, me and you talked a while ago about what we think, why we think men want to be married. And my response then was, well, I thought we wanted to be married was just to have that dedication to one woman. But the problem is, nobody really tries to be faithful as they should anymore. So when you talk about what it is, you know, that we look for, it's so much different because we have, you know, what it is that we want, and we feel sometimes that one woman can't give us that desire, even if that's untrue. I really don't feel like it's hard to be committed in a relationship. I really don't think it's that hard. I mean, I've done it coming on a year now. I don't think it's hard being in a relationship or being committed to just one person. I just think it's your mindset. You know, you have some brothers who feel, you know, they need more than one woman to be fully satisfied. Maybe one girl satisfies him sexually, another woman satisfies him emotionally. I think it's all about what you really can get out of satisfaction. What is it that satisfies you? And what is it that you're actually looking for?
But to keep it a buck, like, as I done got older, like, ain't even no satisfaction with, like, having casual relationships. There is, like, no fulfillment with it.
I would agree. I mean, what is it that you do gain from that?
Don't gain nothing but, like, you know, sexual pleasures and things in that moment. But, like, can't nobody in the world convince me that, you know what I'm saying, that's all that they would ever really be content with, you know, settling for. Like, I done had conversations with chicks where they acknowledge that they're cool with just having casual relationships. But then it's like you'll see posts that contradict, you know, what they were conveying to you. You can't tell me that you might not observe somebody like out in person or on a television show in a book or whatever and not, you know, kind of feel like you missing out when you are able to kind of focus on somebody else's romance and, you're able to, like, in hindsight, what that could possibly, like, you sometimes try to insert yourself in somebody else's, you know what I'm saying, situation, even though their situation is their situation, you know what I'm saying, you do want that for yourself. You do want that for yourself.
Okay, so let me ask, because you said something that was very interesting. Well, how is it fair that when a man could have you know, intentions on, like, you know, well, I just want something casual, I'm not looking to be in a relationship, stuff like that, when he tells that to a woman, he's deemed as either being a hoe or, you know, something like that, and they get defensive about it. Well, how is it that when that happens with a woman, that's not really necessarily the case?
Well, now,
double standards, but
word. I think that's because, I mean, let's just keep it a book. Physical attraction is what lures us in. Intangibles, yep, and things from within is what, you know, sustains us. So, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no secret. If physical attraction is what lures us as men, of course, there are thought-provoking things about you wanting to, you know what I'm saying, lay down with a chick. I mean, that's just, like, natural. I don't know why chicks, you know what I'm saying, be fronting like they don't know what's up. But what separates women who, you know what I'm saying, entertain those kinds of things versus women who can, like, acknowledge, like, yeah, I know what you want, but you know what I'm saying, like, either they not on that type of time or you going to have to, you know what I'm saying, really go through the gauntlet in order to get that. You know, because, you know, women are, you like, you know, emotional. So, you know, that's how they begin to, you know, divulge more of their feelings and things, given, you know, what kind of emotions and things they're experiencing. That's how they say, you know what I'm saying, we can have casual relations and not really get caught up in our feelings because we can be very emotionless, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know why, and I think I put this on my, like, story a couple of days ago, or like, I heard about this somewhere. I just don't get why you become aware that a guy is, you know what I'm saying, telling a chick that all he wants is casual relations. I feel like where women, you know what I'm saying, get themselves in a tizzy is where they try to, you know, avoid that or feel as if there's something that they can do to influence a different opinion that a man may have. I'm like, you save yourself so much, like, disparity and all that if you just adhere or yield to what, you know what I'm saying, somebody is telling you, rather than trying to feel like, well, I feel like I can change this person's thought process. No, it ain't always like that, which is why I say, like, hey, if I want a chick that can stimulate me other ways outside of, like, sexually stimulating me, if I'm somebody that really, like, sticks to that, which I have as to why I've been single for so long, I actually, like, mean that. Really mean that. Like, a lot of chicks, I feel like, would just give their bodies and stuff away, and then it's like, well, if y'all believe, which is very true, that that's the one thing we wanted out the gate, it's like, well, what good does it really do me to try to get to build with you on any other kind of level if I've already reached the, you know what I'm saying, that if I've already reached my end game. You know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. bro? Like, Corey said something to me that was so real, like, a long time ago. He was like, in what house do you enter into and the bedroom is the first room that you see? When you come into a house, like, the living room is, like, the public room. That's mm-hmm. the room that everybody, you know, congregates in to, like, fellowship and all that. The bedroom is for privacy. I would love to find a woman that I can enjoy outside of the bedroom. to be honest with you, Wood, like, I don't even be pressed for us to be, you know what I'm saying, to be having sex with no chick. I really don't be pressed for that. That's actually, like, born to me now. Like, I really would love to, like, be able to enjoy somebody outside of a bedroom.
Okay, so tell me. If you're going to be building your woman, give me Mrs. Maddie Ann. All
right, so.
Who is she? What does she have? What does she look like?
All right, we want to go like physical. We want to go physical features first, and then we like to go like back and forth.
You know what? I want you to start with the most important thing and work your way to the least important thing. No matter if it's looks, intangibles, start with the most important thing and work your way to the least important. Your number one thing to look for in a woman is, you know, you can live without.
All right, so it's only right that I keep it consistent. If I ain't physically attracted to you, it's like a no-go, you know what I'm saying? I have to look at you, and I have to, like, get aroused. That's just being a honey. That's just being a honey. Now, to the degree, like, I mean, you know, we've always, like, went back and forth. Like, we feel like it's a level to cute, it's a level to sexy, and it's a level to fine. You know, three ways in which, you know, we can describe, or we do describe, you know, women on, like, the outside, right? I'm not worried about her having, you know what I'm saying, the best body. I mean, like I said, I have to be able to, like, look at you and be like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying, like, wow, wow, that kind of thing. Yeah. You ain't got to be drop dead gorgeous, but I at least have to look at you and get aroused, period. What about you?
Well, yeah, I agree. The first thing you look for, well, you want to be attracted to the woman. But if something that's, you know, more specific, you definitely got to have a pretty smile. I am a sucker for a pretty smile.
What, so they can't have no effed up grill?
No busted teeth now. No busted teeth. I need you to get your grill fixed.
You look so much better when you smile. Crooked Smile by Cole was actually one of my favorite songs. Okay, you a sucker for a cute smile. I mean, you know, smiling happy is healthy, right? All I do is smile. So I would second that, a nice smile. Let me ask you this. Would you take a body over a face or a face over a body?
Gotta have a pretty face. Give me the face.
I agree with you. Like, I will take a average or below average or no body at all as long as she got a cute face. Everything else becomes secondary if she got a cute face.
Come on. All
right. All right. So I think we got that out of the way. A pretty face. At least a pretty face. For real. And, like, you know what I'm saying? We was talking earlier. What I've had a time finding, you know, as I've gotten older, is encountering a woman that, like, intimidates me.
Mm-hmm.
The chick that everybody wants, but, like, not everybody can get. Somebody that, you know what I'm saying, just has, like, an aura about themselves where even I, as self-assured in things as I am, just is able to blow me away, like, wow. So let me ask you this. Let me flip it. For what I just said as far as, like, intimidating, give me some qualities or traits that would definitely, like, intimidate you, that a woman would have that would intimidate you.
I would have to say, for me, it depends on how independent she is. you know, someone that I can be like, all right, yeah, let's, you know, let's go out, you know, on a little date or something. Me not telling what I'm wearing, just for me to pull up and she be already fly, dressing better than I am. Now, you know, I'm a good dresser. You know, I like to look good, smell good at all times. If I already be dressed up, you know, to either match or exceed what I am, and for us to get to wherever we going and do whatever we going to do, and for her to be like, do you want me to pay for this? Or do you want me to send you half and give you half on this? Just for me to always be like, nah, don't do that. But for her to be independent enough that if she had to take care of a situation or take care of the bill or something, it wouldn't be no issues at all. Yeah. That's always been something with me, is just to see how independent a woman could be. Because to me,
yeah,
that is, that's very attractive.
It is. That definitely strikes the nerve of a chick that is, like, completely independent. Like, she got her own everything. You said it, too, like, when we was, you know what I'm saying, politicking and stuff earlier. A woman that truly, because a lot of chicks be having this misconstrued, a woman that truly, like, wants a man but does not need one. Because that's, like, how I feel like I am myself. I'm very blessed. I'm very fortunate. I'm on, like, a high right now, which even makes it even more difficult for me to just, like, compromise on what I truly want, because I just can't be with somebody that only brings an appetite to the table. I refuse to be with somebody that only brings an appetite to the table. When you are able to just kind of, like, look around and really just to be in awe at how, you know, how blessed you are and how, you know, just divine favor reigns over your life, you do not have any room to allow somebody in that is not going to, you know, help you ascend into, like, newer heights. You do not want somebody to come in and just become such, like, a toxic situation to what you already got going on that may even, like, bring you down if you keep that person, you know what I'm saying, longer than what you should.
Come on. And see, and that's the thing. Because, you know what happens really with relationships? People get so invested, or they say they have so much time with somebody, that then they're afraid to move on from that person. And like I said, I'm a firm believer, no matter how long you've been in a relationship, no matter if you've gotten kids out of it, it does not matter to me that you should be able to still have your freedom and have your happiness. Because you can be with somebody for a long time and not be happy. Now, what kind of life is that to live? You should want to be happy. You should want to, you know, be able to enjoy yourself. But people look at time and be like, we've been together 5 years, or we've been together 7 years, and I kind of don't want to really lose that because I don't want to feel like it was a waste of time. Well, as long as
whatever.
As long as you can get something out of the relationship, no matter if it's, you know, money or a lesson that you're going to have to learn, but as long as you get something, it will never be considered a waste of time. And that's just personally my opinion.
Word. Like, I just be, like, observing, like, some of the shawties that I grew up with, and I just be, like, hella disappointed because I'm like, these are, like, beautiful chicks that, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm like, you was so caught up over this one dude, and you ain't did nothing, although it is a blessing to be a parent, and, you know, you are parenting a child, upbringing a child, raising a kid. I'm like, you ain't get nothing out of that but a kid. You ain't get nothing else. Like we said yesterday, and I'm going to just bring this on the air, I would ask a lot of these chicks that, you know what I'm saying, like, ain't did nothing but get pregnant by dudes that they ain't had no business getting pregnant by. Chicks that say, you know what I'm saying, they wife material, X, Y, and Z. I would, like, how does it feel to know that the baby that you bared by this man has his last name, but this man never had intentions for you to have his last name?
Come on.
Like, come on now. It's hard for me to believe.
He never had
that,
no true intentions for you?
None.
He never thought about marrying you?
And
there's something else that I do want to ask, what I'd like to know. For the ones that is pregnant or getting pregnant, and then you find out that your man was cheating or unfaithful to you, what do you think about that? What does go on in your mind when something like that happens? Because I understand, you know, it's a hard thing. You know, it's a hard pill to swallow. But what do you really think about? What really does go on in your brain?
What's wild about that is, like you said, man, they invest so much of their energy into situations that they really don't have no business investing their situations and stuff into. It's like you constantly in and out of relationships. It really disgusts me to be seeing, like, people that will get on Facebook and now stay in a relationship and sometimes hours, days, and stuff later, it's like, oh, single again. I don't get why people just don't really, like, really own in on what they truly are looking for. And I ain't saying to, you know, spend forever and a day trying to figure out if this person is, you know, compatible with you. But this is like a practice that I take, and I'm pretty sure that you have also. So I'll ask you this, because you're actually, like, walking in it. How soon do you expect growth with you and a lady that you are getting to know?
Okay. And this is after we've made it official.
No, I'm saying just even in the early phases, like from the time that you meet, you know, the first date and beyond, because I'm somebody that wants to see continual growth. Like where we were day one, I would really love to see some kind of improvement by day two, day three, day seven, and beyond. I hope that I wouldn't still be at the surface level with somebody that I have been getting to know and spending my time with at day one. At, you know, day 90, we're in the same place we were in at day 90 at day one. No. Heck no. That's what you mean by wasting time. Chicks and stuff spending, you know, years upon years with these men that had all of his children and stuff. And you just content with being his girlfriend and his baby mama? I seen a status, I want to say, not too long ago. Like, and I be hating how people be trying to, like, make it seem as if whatever status that they talking about, lamenting to, you know, that relationships and stuff has nothing to do with their relationship. They'll, like, attach, I'm asking for a friend or something. I be hating that. Like, if that's your situation, just own it. I would be, you know, so I could kind of like, why, you know what I'm saying? Like, in 7 years, you asked your man, like, or began to talk to your man or hint at your man about marriage, and he pretty much was just like, what do I need the documentation for?
Come on.
I don't need to spend all this money on no wedding, X, Y, and Z, which is fine. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But if your chick is posting on Facebook talking about, you know what I'm saying, like all of her friends is married, they doing well and things, and some of them got kids, some of them are married without kids, but yet you done been with a mother lover for like 7 years, you got like 3-4 kids by him, and he, you know, says that he really has no interest in marrying you because it's like y'all pretty much are married, you just don't have the paperwork to prove it legally. So then that's why I'd be like, well, why are you staying? Because clearly that's what you want. So it also must say that, you know what I'm saying, you must be so deeply, you know, emotionally, you know, like, into somebody where it's like their word is law, and then you suppress what you truly want, which is something that I'll never do. Either we are on the same wavelength or somebody going to get washed away is how I feel.
Well, wouldn't that be an indictment on their character for not seeing this ahead of time, not having that discernment that we talk about so much?
Yes, if this is a situation that they've been through number of times. Like, if I tell you that if I tell you that I want a lady that I don't care. This is if I tell you that I want a lady that what do I want to say? I want a lady that has energy out the gate. The type of energy where if I am trying to make plans for us to, like, go out and do something, I respect and acknowledge that, you know, we are dope. Everybody has, you know, lives and stuff. So what I can accept is a let me see the next time that I'm free and we can work from there. If it ain't like an immediate yes, when, where, you know, time, place, date, all that, I at least need a, well, let me see when I'm free. I do not need a chick that's like a maybe or anything that, you know what I'm saying, that just is like, you ain't trying to do nothing. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to overextend myself to nobody. Especially if I ain't getting the same energy in return.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. Because I know the women that's listening to this is going to say, well, what about the ones that feel like we need to take it slow? I don't want you coming straight out the gate asking when we going to kick it, when we going to chill. Because I can hear them talking now. So what you going to say about, what you going to say about that?
Well, like, this is another thing that be effed up. So I don't care, like for me, I don't hold whatever, like, past or failed relationships that I've had over the heads of other women, because every woman is different. I give every chick a fair shake. But what I will say is that based on, like, what I've been able to, you know, save from my failed experiences are just things that are just intolerable for me. It'd be a lot of chicks that be talking about, you know what I'm saying, this is not just about to be like us hooking up. It has to be more than that. Okay, cool. So most would, you know what I'm saying, presume that you need to hook up in somewhere private, right?
Yep.
Unless, you know, you one of them ladies that just like to get down any and Lord have mercy. That's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. So, you know, most would presume that in order for you to, you know what I'm saying, get down and stuff, you need to be somewhere private. Cool. And a lot of chicks, you know what I'm saying, will let that be known because so many men have approached them in that way to be like, you know, they only want to be with you in private. Okay, so if there is a mutual interest that you have in me, and I just so happen to, you know what I'm saying, want to invite you out in public, why in the world wouldn't you want to jump at that?
Yeah.
I'm a good look.
Like you saying, well, let's go to the crib.
No, I can, bruh, I'm so for real when I say that. Like, when it comes to women, I'm not worried about having sex with you. I'm really not, because I know that's going to happen at some point in time. I really want to be able to enjoy you outside of the bedroom. Because, listen, if the foundation of our relationship is sex, if our sex isn't, if our sex at any point, you know, dwindles, we have nothing else to fall back on. If that was the foundation of our relationship. That's why a lot of these chicks be getting heartbroken, because the foundation of their relationship is in the bedroom. It's not outside of the bedroom. That's why a lot of them be getting heartbroken, left with kids, nobody wants to entertain you because you got kids, these type of things. I'm just being 100 when I say that. Like, that dinner in a movie, that will never get old. But it's a disconnect somewhere where it's like women are either hypocrites or they just have not been taught how to, like, self-respect themselves and how to gauge, you know, a man's approach, if he's sincere or not. Yeah, if we, you know what I'm saying, want to have sex with y'all, cool. But like I say, it's really up to y'all, you know what I'm saying, to be like, either that's just not going to happen because that's not the woman that I am, or it's going to take a while for you to get this, because before I give this to you, I want to be for certain that, you know, it's like you deserved it, you earned it because of like you like passing like these series of testing things that I've given you.
Come on.
Even if
nothing wrong.
For real, like, trust me. I told this to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told this to, like, my ex and stuff. I was like, okay, so, you know what I'm saying? You ain't really been able to, like, capture, you know what I'm saying, what I gave you. The only person that ever, you know what I'm saying, had a vision for you to be a wife. Nobody else that, you know what I'm saying, that came into your life and had that vision for you. The time we was dating, you just didn't see that for yourself. Cool. It happens. But
yeah, time is everything. It takes some more time than others to realize, you know, what they want and, you know, what they should have.
For real. For real. So even if that's what, you know, we want, which, you know, it is. I mean, ain't nobody about to sit here in front, you know what I'm saying, on the airwaves. Even in the event that I'm going to try to, like, do everything I can do to, like, get that, at some point, I just feel like, you know, a timer is going to kind of, like, go off. I might get a little bit exhausted, you know, rather. And if I ain't got, you know what I'm saying, what I want by then, I may begin to act a certain way. My temperament and stuff might change. Where then that shit could be like, oh, okay, well, this really all was the show. You know what I'm saying? He just another one that, you know, really ain't mean me no good in the immediate or in the future. And, you know, I ain't give him, you know what I'm saying, what he wanted in the time that he wanted. So, you know what I'm saying, like, maybe they just, like, maybe, like, I ghosted her or something of that nature. But, like, I be real, like, my ex told me, like, the only way she felt like she was going to keep me is if, you know what I'm saying, we had, like, a strong sexual relationship. And that just is, like, a wrong way for chicks to, like, feel. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you say to women who actually feel that way about the men? I'm only going to keep Tyrone or William if we have a strong relationship. If we have, you know, if I only give them sex.
Well, that lets me know that you just haven't, you know, you have no discernment on your value, and no one around you has given you things to help you find, you know, your value. If that's all you feel like you can contribute, trust me, that's it. As an advertiser, if that's all that you're able to advertise, then do not be alarmed when only a certain type of consumer is knocking or entering. Period. I will say it one more time, like, having sex with a chick, you know what I'm saying, that does not excite me, bro. I'm in my mid to late 20s, like, that does not excite me no more. Like, I want to be able to, like, find somebody that we can go out, we can do things outside, we can have just as much fun outside as we can on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you heard your grandmama, your mama and stuff have stories and stuff. They was raised towards, like, men actually like them. They actually courted them. Holding doors, like, not this, like, whole, like, texting, I'm outside actually knocking on the door, like, I'm here, you know? It's just different, bro.
It is. It's just different. And so, and see, that's the thing. We're being raised up in today's time to where nobody wants to be different. Everybody wants to do the easy thing. You know, we talk about it so much that everybody wants this, you know, microwavable society, just wants it quick in a hurry. You know, when does it come a point to where you like, I do want something that may take a little time, but as long as that energy is there, I know we'll push through whatever we're headed to. See, I know some rush and some, you know, take their time, but the energy, just like you said, it has to be right. You got to be able to give each other energy. We talked about, you know, the woman giving us energy, so, you know, the energy that we want, but we also have to give them the same energy that we actually want them to show to us. You know,
word.
Us being the men, we are intended to be the head. We are intended to be the head of the household, and that shouldn't just stop with the household. You should have to. You should also intend to be the head when you're in the relationship. Let her know.
Absolutely.
I got this. Where, you know, figure this out. We're going to take it one step at a time, but we're going to continue to have, you know, we continue to have the same energy that we're going to need to continue to move. Don't be stagnant or complacent. Continue to push.
That's it. I promise you, Wug, like, outside of, like, physical attraction, the best way for a woman to, like, sustain my attention is by having energy. Out the gate, being personable, being vibrant, like, just is just all around dope. Somebody that I actually, like, want to be around. Somebody that just, like, has it. It's like, you know what I'm saying? We just kind of, like, click, like, instantly. And then it's just like an upward trajectory from there. I promise you, like, that is the one thing that I just cannot find is a chick that just has energy, bro. So, like, when you ask me about building my woman, aside from physical traits, I'm serious. If she got energy, that just excites me, bro.
I understand it, because the energy is what you're going to help you build in the long run.
Yes, for real.
So I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. And the woman has to ask herself, is it that she do want in a man? What is it that she actually is looking for? You know, it's easy. Just say you want somebody to be there, but just being there ain't gonna really get the job done. I'm sorry.
That ain't gonna happen. Yeah, that ain't gonna happen overnight.
No, it ain't gonna happen overnight. And not only that, you want to be more than that. You really gonna be more than that. So it is very, very interesting to see, you know, especially as the years go forward. See what happens with relationships and how they may improve or they may flake out. So it's definitely interesting to see where we're going to go from here as people, as young people, and as relationship goals in the future. Because, you know, you either adapt or you get left behind. So we're going to have to adapt to something. And as it's going right now, I hope we're going to adapt to how it is becoming. Because if that's the case, then there would be no committed relationship for anybody. And there will be no long-lasting relationship. There won't be that everything that you want that you have or that, you know, there might be a chance with the big house and the hill.
I agree with that. And we're not done with this topic. We had to pick this up on... delve deeper into, you know, building, you know, my perfect woman, because you already got a jewel on your hand, so you make sure you keep that thing shined and sharp and all that good stuff. Lakers and Heat game 2 tonight. Who you get? Word. Hey, see that right there? Somebody that is not afraid to disclose who they with, you know? So,
you know,
props to you for that.
Now,
definitely shout out.
To sleep in the bed
come on. Lakers and Heat game 2, man. Just give me some of your thoughts about the series so far, and you know, who you think is gonna make it out tonight.
No Goran Dragic, no Bam Adebayo. Lakers about 25 plus. This series is over. It was over. LeBron James 35,
Is it headed for dust pan and broom action? That's the one question I got for you.
No, it's headed for dice and ball. I can clear these boys out of here.
That boy is stupid. That boy is
stupid. These boys.
That boy. That boy is stupid. Yeah, man. I hope that LeBron come out and just drop 50 on them boys. And I hope at his press game, you know, he definitely addressed Kyrie Irving again. Because, you know, Kyrie and everybody else doing a lot of hating on the doing a lot of hating on the Kang right now. So, yeah.
Hey, shout out to Dame
really
Lillard. Shout out to Dame Lillard. And we just admire the greatness that is LeBron James. Everyone has flaws, but can we just admire that he is great? Shout out
That's
to
it.
Dame for knowing talent.
That's
talent.
It. That's it, man. I get that hate out your heart. You can't sit there and try to, you know, backtrack on the comments that you made. Everybody and their mama knew who you was shooting shots at. If you know what I'm saying, you're going to send some – hey, listen, Kyrie, if you're going to send some warning shots, you best believe we're going to slide and I'm going to spin the block until I get somebody. If I can't get to you, I'm going to get the next person that's closest to you. I can't get to y'all until next season. But I tell you what I am going to do, since I know that you're watching. I know that you're watching because you came out your mouth and you want to spew a little bit of hate. I'm going to go ahead and hang 50 up on the Miami Heat, and I'm going to get them niggas out the court at least by the third quarter. It's going to be a game over by then. You probably won't see LeBron play that much in the third and fourth quarter. That's what I'm going to do, just to let you know that I'm coming next season and what you got to look forward to when the Nets play the Lakers next year. I hope LeBron starts that game off D'ing up Kyrie. He won't get near nothing. You hear me?
Near nothing. Folks still talking about LeBron don't play no defense. When LeBron needs to sit in that chair and be on that island, there he is still an elite defender. So come on, Kyrie. All that yakki spewing out your mouth. How about you decide to play one full season of basketball? But I'm getting
yikes.
But we ain't gonna talk about that. Because this is a conversation for another day.
Yikes. He keep on talking, the king gonna come off his throne. And whenever the king come off his throne, that ain't good for nobody. You hear me?
Nobody.
You hear me? Get that hate out your heart. Get that hate out your heart. They just might get swept in the season series next year, because I think the Lakers and the Nets, they're probably only gonna play like twice. But, yeah, I hope LeBron hangs 50 on them busters tonight. Who gives a freak if they not, you know, fully healthy and they missing some of their key players? Oh, well, one indictment that they feel like they can apply to Mike and so many other players is, oh, man, the level of competition ain't the same. Damned all that. You can only play who they put on the court.
Paul, you said for years. Years.
You've
been quoted
on the court.
Been only put out there. You can only put whoever they put out there. It ain't his fault.
Exactly.
That he going against the Heat.
Talk about it. Sitting there talking about, you know, when he was in the East, it was weak and everything. I just want to say this. Don't sit there and say that the Eastern Conference was weak. If it just so happened to look weak because he's just that much better than everybody else, what does that say about the rest of the league?
What does it say about the competition that he's facing? Man it up.
We're not going to begin to, like, speculate as to how great he is. The man has been that guy since he was, like, a junior in high school. He's won on every level.
Come
He's
on.
Been that guy on every level. So if it was a weak Eastern Conference, tell me how in two seasons he comes and he's sitting at the top of the West that has primarily been where the competition has been over the past decade in the NBA. When y'all figure out the answer to that, get back to me and let me know. That's all that I'm asking.
Holla at me.
Wood, man, bro, I love you, man. Be safe tonight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to rock tomorrow at some point in time. I think the game is on right now, so we'll probably be texting and stuff, you know, as LeBron is definitely, you know, getting the Miami Heat out of here and stuff early in game two. But that's what it is, bro. Take us out, man.
All right, once again, thank you for rocking out. What is here to come on somebody's podcast? We love you. We wish you nothing but health, wealth, and success. We're going to continue to come at you. Yeah, brother, I'm going to be hitting you up because I will be in town tomorrow. We're going to definitely rock out. It wouldn't be right if we ain't from no shop at each other, so I'm going to go ahead and put it like this. It's time for
yeah, you've been a sucker
nigga.
For a
you
long time. You
better
watch your
me.
Damn mouth talking to me.
Head on with me. Hey,
I owe you a damn thing.
Y'all know.
I don't owe you
y'all
a damn thing.
Am.
Don't sit there and spew that foolishness on my airwaves. Wipe your feet before you come in.
Like
matter of fact,
like
take your shoes off before you come in the crib. Take your shoes off and leave them outside the door before you have even you have the liberty to even enter into my crib. I don't know what the hell done got into you, man. Fall and got you out your mind too, man. You got that corona? Was you playing like Trump and ain't want to adhere to it? Is that what's going on with you? Get the freak out of here. I don't know you
hey, don't
a daggone thing. Don't talk to
don't
me like that.
Like that. You
better mind your manners.
This
must be an aforementioned thought. My birthday is in 18 days. I expect 4 acres and a mule and then some more. You better make sure you had that red carpet out for me on the 20th. That's all I'm going to tell you. My birthday is in 18 days. You make sure that you know what I'm saying. You don't overlook me like you overlook somebody else that I know. Just remember that. Remember that. Love you, bro.
I tell you what.
Love you, bro. Love you, bro. Halloween people. All right, we'll finish that tomorrow over dinner, bro.
Another part about all you talking about, partner. I don't know what
come
you're
on, somebody. Hey, man. Good night, y'all. We out, man. Matty Yams and Wood. We tapping out right now. Y'all be good, man.